I'm John Batchelor with Professor Michael McFaul of Stanford University. He's at the Hoover Institute. He runs the Freeman Spogli Institute. And he's the author of a new book that is the beginning of what Michael promises to be several more, examining autocrats versus Democrats. And I credit his researchers. The facts are way on me. And so I want to go to a scene. I like scenes, Michael, because you enter into the opera halfway through.
Right.
It's Mar-a-Lago, first Trump term. Xi Jinping is in Florida. There are photographs in the front of the building. And later on, we're told, when they serve chocolate cake, Mr. Trump conveyed in some fashion that he just fired missiles into Syria. This is the Assad Syria undergoing civil war at the time. It didn't resolve anything, but it was missiles and chocolate cake that I remember. This is Donald Trump learning Xi Jinping and vice versa. Now, Xi Jinping is a man who resents his childhood and what was done to his father, a princeling. He was repressed by Mao and the center of the Communist Party for many years, stripped him of his authority and humiliated him. That was the Cultural Revolution. Xi himself was banished to the countryside. He tells us he lived in a cave. He lived with the peasants. A lot of reason to resent, but he turned into the aggressor. Today, he brutalizes people such as in Xinjiang, for example, the Uyghurs.
Yes.
He brutalizes the people in Hong Kong. He brutalizes everywhere. Trump knows this when he's sitting down him at Mar-a-Lago. What do you make of Donald Trump's handling of Xi Jinping? Is it appropriate to be autocratically when you're dealing with an autocrat? Does it work, Michael?
Again, really great question, tough question that I'm going to have only partial answers to. Most certainly, when dealing with Xi Jinping, we want to be strong. Ronald Reagan had a phrase, peace through strength. I think that's exactly right. And we want to show strength. That's why we tragically but necessarily have to expand our military budget. I support the president on that. And when he showed force and the ability to use force, as that story that you just told, that's a good thing for the United States, not a bad thing. We want to show our adversaries that we have these capabilities. Second, this is more controversial, but I applaud President Trump's engagement with Xi Jinping. You know, we have to deal with our adversaries. We have to communicate directly through them, with them. And even with Putin, I support that. And with Xi Jinping, they met recently. That's important as a way to manage the world between adversaries, between great powers. But third, where I disagree with the president, is I think in order to deal with autocrats like Xi Jinping, we need the Democrats to be aligned against them. And I think we're doing too much damage to our allies right now. We need our allies in Asia and our allies in Europe to be united behind us, not doubting us. And I think the president needs to work harder on that. And then finally, when he does meet with people like Xi Jinping and Putin, but especially Xi Jinping, I just wish the president, like Ronald Reagan did so masterfully, would talk a little bit more about human rights. You're not going to convince Xi Jinping to become a Democrat. That's not going to happen. But you can, when dealing with autocrats like that, when talking about those issues, inspire the small d Democrats living under tyranny, you know, in places like Tibet, Hong Kong, Xinjiang, inspire people worried about being threatened by them, like the people living on the island of Taiwan. I was just there recently, and I know that they need that inspiration. And I just think you can do both of those things. And I wish you'd just put a little more emphasis on the values part while he's engaging with people like Xi Jinping.
Staying with your theme, is there a democracy voice in China today? Does it breathe free, or is it having to hide under the covers?
There is a voice for freedom in China. I meet those people from time to time, but they're hiding under the covers. This is a time, because it's become more autocratic, the risk to your livelihood, the risk to just keeping out of jail are much greater today than they were just 15 or 20 years ago.
I mentioned Jimmy Lai. You know the story very well.
Yes, publisher. I know his son. Yes.
Publisher of Apple Daily. I believe it's 5 years now he's been detained with charges that are basically he believed in freedom of publication. Okay, there it is. Now, that is an example of what she makes of our understanding of democracy. But at the same time, Jimmy Lai has become a symbol. Is it useful to be a symbol, to suffer the way he does, but to be a symbol for democracy in China? Are people listening?
Well, it's not useful to him. I wish he would be free. And I just met recently with his son, and I applaud the efforts to keep him in the news. I applaud your efforts, John, right now to mention Jimmy Lai. This is atrocious. It should not happen. And it should get a lot more attention. And it's an example of something that President Trump should have talked about his case when he just met with Xi Jinping. Ronald Reagan did that. George W. Bush did that. Barack Obama did it. I was in the room when he would bring up cases of repression of Russian dissidents and Russian business leaders. Mikhail Khodorkovsky. Doesn't mean you're going to achieve success right away, but you cannot forget them. But I do think it does inspire people inside China. And therefore, the more that we can bring attention to these kinds of cases of repression, I think that is good for all small D Democrats, both inside China, but also Hong Kong, but also Taiwan, and also in other parts of the world. The autocrats that you've been hinting at, right? They're united. Russia, China, and Iran, North Korea, they have a self-help alliance system. You know, Putin invades Ukraine and he gets drones from the Iranians, he gets soldiers from the North Koreans, he gets money from the Chinese. We small D Democrats need to be more aligned and in more solidarity, including those small D Democrats that are imprisoned by the autocrats.
The book is Autocrats versus Democrats, China, Russia, America, and the New Global Disorder. Michael McFaul, professor at Stanford University, director of the Freeman Spogli Institute. He's also at the Hoover Institution. We're going to turn to what is to be done, both in Russia and in China, in managing with autocracies that at this point are non-transparent. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.